Okay.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming back to the show. I'm Twanda Black. And joining me this morning, Dr. Arthur C. Evans, Jr., CEO of the American Psychological Association. And he's here to talk about a new survey that's come out about stress in America. And this time we're talking about healthcare, something so huge. I mean, to me, last year, it was the topic of the year. I don't think there was a time that healthcare was not being discussed. Right, Dr. Evans?
That is correct.
That
is correct. And it was reflected in our survey.
Yeah. I just got a chance to read over it. And one thing that struck me was the generational feelings and the generational stress about healthcare. Talk about that for a moment, because you talked about the older generation, the traditionalists, baby boomers, Gen Xers, millennials. I'm a Gen Xer. And you're right on target. So talk about that for a moment.
Sure. So generally, the survey found that about two-thirds of Americans are very concerned about the cost of health care, and about 60% of Americans are concerned about their health or the health of a family member. The finding, though, around age was very interesting. Mm-hmm. The younger you are, generally speaking, the more stress that people experience related to health care.
Mm-hmm.
So millennials experience the most stress. And going through the generations to baby boomers, who experience the least amount of stress. All Americans, though, are experiencing stress. It's just a proportionately younger people are much more concerned about it.
You think traditionalists are like, we're on our way out. We're not going to worry about it. My grandmother's 91, and she's in fairly good health, actually. She doesn't worry about too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, we didn't specifically ask why.
Why?
A couple of things in our survey that might suggest why you would see that age difference. One of the differences that we saw was that people who had health insurance experienced less stress, or people who didn't have health insurance or were uninsured experienced more stress. And we know that younger people tend not to be insured in relation to older individuals. So that may be explaining part of the difference. That finding was quite interesting.
I also, you know, saw the chart on the income. Regardless of the income, below 50,000, over 50,000, they were within a few points of each other, that they were stressed out about the cost of insurance, uncertainty about the future, changes to healthcare policy, cost of medications. That's a huge one, cost of medications. And then the medical bills.
Yeah, that was surprising to us as well, that Americans who are below the median income of $50,000 and above the median income of $50,000 experience stress around healthcare in comparable ways.
You also touched on races and how they're stressed by healthcare. And you say that Hispanics are most likely to be stressed by healthcare. They're at the top of the list.
They're at the top of the list. And again, that may be because we have higher rates of people who are uninsured in that community.
Mm-hmm.
So generally speaking, our survey that looks at stress broadly finds that African Americans and Latinos have the highest levels of stress.
Yeah.
On this particular issue, though, we saw much higher levels of stress for the Latino community than for the African American community.
You know, and something else too, and you pair this together, whether you're concerned about yourself or your loved ones. And I think a lot of us are concerned about our loved ones, whether they're the younger kids. Like I have a 30-year-old who's uninsured. And he doesn't want to get insurance. I cannot talk him into it, you know?
Right. And I think it speaks to the issue that we were just talking about, that a higher proportion of younger people, in fact, are uninsured because they feel invincible often.
I think so.
And so they don't believe they need health insurance. But, you know, it's interesting that the debate around this issue has certainly struck a chord with people and has affected people's perception of this issue. We do know that, and our surveys have shown that, that a major source of stress is social media. And the more social media that people engage in, the more likely they are to feel stressed. So I think that's another connection here in terms of people who are younger, more likely engaging in social media. They're going to be seeing many more messages about healthcare, hearing much more about the debate around this. And so another contributing factor or potential contributing factor to that result that we saw.
Yeah. Anything that really, really surprised you in this survey?
Well, I think it surprised us that when we looked at regional differences, urban versus suburban versus rural,
right.
We found that individuals in the urban areas actually experienced much more stress related to concerns about health and healthcare. The reason that's surprising is that we actually have higher rates of uninsured in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of counterintuitive that we would have lower stress related to healthcare in areas where we have higher rates of uninsured. This may suggest that the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare has actually resulted in more people having their healthcare needs met and therefore resulting in lower stress.
You know, I met a young man 2 years ago. And he was telling me that without the Obamacare, he would be dead. He said that he had to get a kidney transplant and, you know, just things kind of happened for him. And he was just so happy to be able to be. He said, before that, I was not insured. My wife was not insured. You know, my kids had, you know, what they have, but my family as it is was not insured. So I think for a lot of folks and just not knowing what's really going to happen with that. But we do know that if they are able to get rid of it, there are going to be millions of people without insurance, more than what we're already talking about.
Absolutely. And, you know, the irony in what you're saying is that, you know, now we have many more Americans who are insured,
mm-hmm.
but the uncertainty about whether they're going to be insured is causing significant
stress.
Levels of stress.
Yeah.
If people were to actually lose mm-hmm. their health care, you can imagine the impact that would have on the nation. And so it really speaks to why it's important for people to be engaged around this issue
mm-hmm.
politically, to let their political leaders know that this is a major concern and that they have to work to really resolve the uncertainty and the acrimony that we've seen around this issue.
Absolutely. That is so true. You know, for them, I in a way, I think they live in a bubble because they don't think about all these millions of people that won't have health insurance. They have it. Their families have it. Not a problem. And a lot of these people are poor. So what do they do? I mean, you know, poverty is definitely an issue when you talk about health insurance. So it's,
yeah, absolutely.
It's a circle.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it really is. And we know that having catastrophic health conditions
mm-hmm.
can actually contribute to you being less well off in a poor position to actually obtain health insurance. So it is a vicious cycle.
It is. It is. Absolutely. Can folks go and take a look at this survey?
They can. They can go to our website. They can go to stressinamerica.org. Or they can go to our main website, APA.org, stands for American Psychological Association.org, and they can get more information about the survey and or information about stress and how to manage stress and other information, the important information about mental health.
Absolutely. Dr. Arthur C. Evans, CEO of the American Psychological Association, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you, and I really appreciate the time.